We already talked about the last time, so I won't keep going over the same ground. We already talked about the fact that you can embed this, you can share this using these buttons here. You can start seeing where people are coming from. This is our map. Oh, we have some more light up here. This is our international map, so you can see people from outside of the U.S. And here's your stream key and all that. And this is what we added recently, within a few hours ago. So this allows people to copy a single field if the app requires it. And here's all the previous webcasts. Not all of them. We only keep 2 weeks worth. That should be noted. And you can see here how it says in 1 day, it's about to expire in 7 days, and so on. You should be aware of that. We don't keep them forever. But what we do ask is that once you know that you want to keep one, you go ahead and use this button, add to, and that will allow you to create an actual sermon. It will force you to put in a title, which is a good thing. We want you to title everything that you put up on Sermon Audio permanently. It'll pop up this convenient way for you to trim the webcast so that you don't have these videos that you're uploading that just have all this blank space at the beginning from the webcast itself, and you can upload a custom thumbnail. That is the archive feature for webcasts.